Kiss Army. Welcome to Alive Unplugged, the Music of Kiss podcast series. Join us as we celebrate the hottest band in the world in song and conversation.
Welcome to the show. 1, 2, 3, 4. Whatever time of day it is, wherever you're watching, this is Alive Unplugged, the Music of Kiss, and this is our July 2021 special edition, as titled, You Wanted the Best. And that's exactly what everything implies. You wanted the best, and that means that tonight you have sent your requests in, you have told me your favorite songs, your favorite albums, and tonight you guys are going to be the ones who decide the set list tonight. So we're pretty excited about it. I hope you guys certainly are. I'm getting on here just to make sure that the technical difficulties are out of the way with for the night. I am praying so. Hey guys, how we doing? Matt, Candy, Chris, good to see you, brother. Yeah, we're going to have ourselves a rock and roll party, and we're pretty excited about it. Michael, good to see you on again this month. Joey, good to see you, buddy. I haven't seen you in a while on here, so great to hear from you. Pasquale is here with the gang, and I think that's cool. He's having a Kiss party tonight, and we're providing the soundtrack. So hopefully we do you justice, and hopefully you like what you're about to hear. Hopefully your friends will. I know you will. Thank you for being such a good supporter. Yeah, Christopher, how about those graphics, right? Your graphic as well as Morgan's. I tell you what, man, that's the best of both worlds right there. All right, so as we said, tonight is going to be called You Wanted the Best, and you got the best. And so what that means is that over the last few weeks, you've been filming your videos and sending in some written in requests. And so what we're going to do tonight, you're going to be the star of this show. We're going to watch these videos that you guys have submitted. We're going to hear your stories. The topic is, what is your favorite Kiss album? And then in turn, I'm going to play a song off of that album. And so we got a couple surprises tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to talk a whole lot because we got a lot of talking. Like I said, you guys are the star of tonight's show. Hello, Craig, Andy, and Claudio. Good to see you guys. Thank y'all so much for hanging out with Mr. Pasquale tonight. And I believe I seen a request on there already for God of Thunder somewhere. Yeah, Joey, as a matter of fact, you may just very well hear that one tonight. Just hang on tight. And Brad, good to see you on here too. All right, guys, let's have fun. The first video, Pasquale, since we're talking about you, you're actually the first video tonight. Hopefully, you guys will enjoy what's coming right up ahead. It goes a little something like this. Hit it, Pasquale.
Hello, my friends. My name is Pasquale Vary, one of the hosts of the Kiss Army Nation podcast. On this show, we have a feature called The Fan Profile, where we interview everyday KISS fans, and we talk about their origin stories, for example, how they got into KISS, and we discuss their KISS experiences. Now, whenever we talk about their favorite album or favorite song, it's always the same response. Well, it depends. It depends on how I'm feeling at the time. It depends on my life experiences. It depends on my present KISS experiences. For example, now, for the longest time, my favorite album was Destroyer, because that was the album that introduced me to KISS. Later, it was Alive, because it was at a time when I was craving the live KISS experience. Then it was Hot in the Shade, because that album and the song Hide Your Heart reintroduced me to KISS in the late 80s. And then it was the first three albums, because as a kid, I hated those records. I felt they were too heavy. But now, it was those three records that taught me essential history. But one thing that has never changed and will never change is my favorite KISS song. It was my favorite song then, 45 years ago. It's my favorite song now, and will be my favorite KISS song in the future. And that song is Detroit Rock City. In my opinion, the perfect quintessential KISS song. So thank you, KISS Army, and thank you, Cameron, for continuing to produce such amazing product with your podcast. You, my friend, are proof that we are one. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Pasquale, for the kind words, as always, and for what you do. Such a great friend to myself and Morgan, and just a wonderful podcast that you guys have going on. Been fortunate to be on it as well, and look forward to having you guys on the Live Unplugged podcast very soon, too. So this one's for you. Your favorite album is Destroyer. Your favorite song is Detroit Rock City. Let's hit the road. 1, 2, 3, 4. Saturday night, 9 o'clock, the radio's the only home tells me what I got to do. I got to. Everybody's gonna move their feet. Everybody's gonna leave their seat. You gotta lose your mind in Detroit, Rock City. Come on, get up. Everybody's gonna move their feet. Everybody's gonna leave their seat. Getting late, I just can't wait. 10 o'clock, you know I gotta hit the road. First I drink and then I smoke. Start the car, try to make a midnight show. Everybody's gonna move their feet. Everybody's gonna leave their seat. For you and all your friends over there, for the Kiss Army Nation, let me hear you. A little bit of Detroit Rock City to get this thing going, man. Not a better song to get the juices pumping, right? The volume's going from low to high. Thank you, Chris. We will keep working on that. The volume keeps going up and down. How's it? Let me ask you really quickly. How's it going? Is it dropping out, or is it just kind of like loud spikes and then low spikes? Because we thought we had that problem fixed. I don't know if it's part of the connection maybe that we've got here in this apartment. I'm not entirely sure. We'll try to keep working on it, and forgive me if it don't get any better. I've got a simulcast audio going that we'll be putting on the podcast. Forgive me if it's any kind of a technical difficulty. And if it's unbearable, you know, just let me know, guys. I apologize for that. On my end, it sounds okay, but I don't know what's going out. So on my feed, you know, it sounds good. The internet, though, is a wild, it's a wild thing. We've had some issues in this area of Virginia the last few days. So forgive me if it's causing some troubles. We'll try to keep soldiering on if it's bearable. And Christopher, yeah, barely missed a tornado. They're 60 miles from your home. So, man, I'm glad you're doing okay. I just seen that on there. Sounds like it gets muffled. Someone's putting a pillow over. Yeah, we don't want that. We don't want anybody to smother or suffocate. We'll do our best to work through it tonight. Hopefully it'll clear up as the night goes on. We'll just try our best to get through it and have a good time, right? Okay, guys. We'll keep this thing going as long as we possibly can with the technical difficulties that's plaguing us, this evening. But we'll go on to the next video. Our friend Stuart. From the UK, the amazing rock group Blitz. They just put out a fantastic new music video. You all need to go check it out. Give it some likes and some shares and some love, because they play some real rock that you're going to enjoy if you're a Kiss fan. He has the next video. Morgan, I'm going to let you go ahead and hit that video. If y'all can hear that, let me know. You know the video. Hopefully it's good on the television here. And here we go. Stuart, take it away, my friend.
When I was Hi, Cameron, and all the Kiss Army in the USA. This is Stuart Corden from the UK rock band Blitz. Cameron has asked me to talk for a minute or two about my favourite Kiss album and pick a song for him to perform later in the Kiss Unplugged show that he's got coming on the 24th of July. So check it out. You know, it makes sense. So I'll just give you my rough story of Destroyer. When I was 12 years old, I went into the local Woolworths. I know you had them over there in the States. And I was flipping through the albums and I was just thinking, what can I buy? 12-year-old, you're a little bit confused. The first album I picked up was ABBA. And my friend said, oh, that's a really good album. And I was like, no. And then my eyes could not believe what they saw. I flipped into the K section and I saw this fantastic album, Destroyer. And it just absolutely grabbed my attention. It took me to another world. It let me escape the small mining village I came from. My dad was a miner. And it just made me think, wow, what is this crazy world? They're like superheroes. And it just leapt out to me. And so I ignored my friend, which now and again in life you have to do. And I purchased Kiss Destroyer. Wave bye-bye to ABBA. Thank goodness. It could be a different story, but I did. So I caught the bus home, I put it on, and that little intro at the beginning, just wow, what is this? It was like listening to a little mini rock opera, which I think I've always thought Kiss should make Destroyer into a rock opera. It would be fantastic, all about a fan, it'd be fantastic, going to a show, and wow, it's great. Anyway, it changed my life, and without Destroyer, I'd have never played guitar, I'd have never formed Blitz, and so I could pay homage to my heroes and all those great bands we grew up with, all those entertaining great bands. Anyway, on the 45th anniversary, I purchased the 45th Destroyer anniversary bundle off the Kiss on my site. I got this fantastic, and it said, I don't think you can see it too well on here, but it does say right at the bottom, it says 45th anniversary, and it's got all the Destroyer songs on the back. I also purchased the remastered Destroyer by Bob Ezrin. That just kicks ass so bad. It's really, really good. Kiss should get back together with Bob Ezrin and record one last album. They should do that. They could just spend all their time just recording that album. I also purchased the Kiss 76 Destroyer tour jacket with the great thing on the back, the great Destroyer Spirit 76 on the back. It's got a little 76 on the sleeve. That really blew me away. The quality of that jacket really blew me away. And I also got I got the bandana, the Destroyer bandana. So to cut a long short story, y'all, Kiss has still have really big impact on my life. It's going to be a sad day when it's all over. I wish we'd celebrate the band and love them for what they are, which is one hell of an entertaining, talented bunch of guys. God bless you, Cameron. Be good. Rock and roll, my friends.
All right, Stuart, thank you so much. Appreciate that. And we're going to keep fighting through these technical difficulties just the best as we can. Thank you guys for hanging in there with me. Just as good as you can. Yeah, Matt, don't get bit by any mosquitoes. We'll have to take you to the doctor, and it will be Dr. Love if you were to get West Nile or something like that. So, yeah, you go inside and relax and listen to us. And, hey, Clint, good to see you on here as well. Thank you guys for hanging out tonight. This is going to be a blast. We're just getting started for those just tuning in. Stuart, favorite album as well is Destroyer. And now, he forgot to mention in the video that he wanted to hear King of the Nighttime World, so we're going to go right to the second track. King of the Nighttime World goes a little something like this. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. you so sad, living at home, far from the city, and the midnight fun ain't so bad, going to school, so far from me, and the dirty thing that we do, I'm the king of the nighttime world, you're my headline queen, I'm the king of the nighttime world, come on, live your secret dream, it's so fine. King of the Nighttime World. Hopefully you guys were able to hear that. I love doing that song. It's just a fast little number, but man, is it not great? So far on our You Wanted the Best series this evening, we have had two video submissions and two songs off Destroyer. Now, Matt Porter's going to get ready and change things with that. Jeff says Paul Stanley's with him. Well, if that's the case, just let him know a little bit about Alive Unplugged here. And maybe we'll even do, we'll bring him on live. How's that sound? I don't know if that'll work with their internet connections tonight, but we're trying. So, Matt Porter said he went inside because he was getting eaten by mosquitoes. I hope he's back because his video's next. And I got to give credit and to the videographer there of this little snip that we're about to see, this little snippet, because it's Matt's daughter, Maddie, who filmed this video. He did that, or she did that with Matt this past week. They got it to me. I think it's great that she was involved in it. And we're actually going to stay in the year 1976, but not going to be the same album. I'll leave it at that. So, Matt, I hope you're on here. If not, you may have to catch that part on the replay, but I hope you're back, because you're getting ready to be the star of the show. To the Kiss Room we go. Morgan, hit the button.
You wanted the best and you got the best. Look, Ken, you asked us tonight to tell us your favorites off of our favorite albums so you can pick songs to play. I'm saying Rock and Roll Over, and I'll let you pick the song. It's my favorite album. You can drop the needle anywhere on this, and it's going to be a good one. So you can choose what to play on a Live Unplugged, the music of Kiss. Thanks, Cam.
And thank you, Matt. And thank you, Maddie. We certainly appreciate you all being a part of the program tonight, as you always are. And what a great episode of the Kiss Room. Let me say real quick, this last one in July, always smoking. Great to have Matt back in the studio. He sounded fantastic. It was just so nice to hear him back there in his element in Montco, the Montco studio at Montgomery County Community College. In Bluebell, PA, Montco Radio, where music and minds meet. Now, as I said, I hope you got inside and didn't get a mosquito bit too bad, or you may have to go to the doctor for that. Let's go to Rock and Roll Over 1976, calling Dr. Love. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think I know somebody made they laughed at that the last time I did it at the end of that one. So there's where I go full tribute band mode. I guess if I was going to be anybody, it would be Gene Simmons in an actual official Kiss tribute band at the top. Calling Dr. Love, that was for you, Matt and Maddie and everybody out there, all the Kiss Room listeners. Are you guys having fun tonight? Let me know. It looks like you are. I'm taking a look at the comments, and everybody is having a good time talking amongst one another, and I'm just the soundtrack for it, and I think it's great. Props to Morgan for all the hard work she's done. I don't know if you... I know you guys can't see it, but just she's running around back here trying to make sure the phone settings are good, internet settings are good, video settings are good. So she's got her hands full tonight as well as switching the video. So hats off always to Morgan for just as all the work she puts into it, my sidekick there. So I'm loving these comments. Clint with Gene says it sounds great. Well, good. He got to hear my rendition. Chris says Ace is there with him. Fresh from Jindal. I'm alive and well. Where am I? That sounds about right. And Candy says Vinnie Vincent's over here being a party pooper. Well, I don't want to say nothing. I know he sometimes has a tendency to do that in Kister, right? I love the guy. I love his contributions. Frankie said it was awesome, man. I hope you're doing well, and I hope Lance is doing well, and Darren and everybody from your family. I tell you what, I've got a really cool submission from Frankie that's going to really impress you guys when he gets around to it here in just a few minutes. Again, I'm not going to try to talk much. I'm just going to get a breather and get a drink of water. On to the next video. So things seem to be going pretty well so far, other than the technical difficulties we've had. I think you guys are enjoying this blend of conversation as well as music, and I just hope that I hope it's everything you guys want it to be and more. And again, we'll have the audio rip of this in its pristine quality in the next little bit up on the Podomatic page. The last one I did with Matt and Chris was just wonderful. We had a great time talking. It's been received really well. Very much appreciated. All right, I'm going to quit running my mouth. Speaking of Frank and Lance, you guys get ready, because as we had Matt and Maddie before, we've got Frankie and his son Lance. And you're going to love this. Make sure that the volume is at peak performance, Morgan. I know you've been working on it this whole time, but everybody's going to hear this and really get a kick out of it. Here we go.
Hey, Kiss fans. Like to thank Cameron Doody again for inviting us to talk a little bit about KISS for the live Unplugged that's going to be coming up this weekend. I want to talk about two albums real quick. First of all, my favorite makeup album is Love Gun. Like he was playing, the title song to that, Shock Me, I Stole Your Love, some of my favorite songs from that album. Then going back to my junior high years, I have to mention Crazy Nights, my non-makeup album. Crazy Nights, the title track, Reason to Live, and Turn on the Night, some of my favorite tunes from that album. Can't wait to watch this weekend. This is my son Lance on guitar, Frankie Lockhart. Rock on, guys. Thanks, Cameron.
Well, I love that video, and I just want to give Lance a round of applause. Frankie, you did great as well. But, man, give him a round of applause. How cool is that? Just an up-and-coming guitar player like that, just smoking on that beautiful guitar, doing a little Love Gun riff there. That really made my day. I thought that was super cool. And I hope you guys enjoyed that as well, as I'm sure you did. Always good to see everybody getting involved in the festivities, right? All right, here we go. Goes a little something like this. Off of the album Love Gun, I chose this one because it goes really well with the theme of the night. A little bit of tomorrow and tonight. See if you enjoy this one. 1, 2, 3, 4. What a good feel-good track that is, right? Tomorrow and Tonight. And thank you again, Frankie and Lance. And I hope you guys enjoyed that track right there. We've been predominantly 1970s so far. And truth be known, we're going to stay that way for a good portion of the night. But that's all right. You know, it's obvious that 70s catalog just meant so much to a lot of people. And yes, I will definitely give Logan a shout-out. Logan, thank you, sir, for recording that video, man. Great work. Is very good work there, keeping that camera steady and everything looking and sounding good. Next time, we'll get you in the video, too, man. Chris said Crazy Nights. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I really enjoy that one as well. Great album. We'll be hearing some of that as well, too. And thank you, Christopher, as always, for the kind words there. All right. So, we'll keep this thing going. We're about 40-some minutes in, and we've got a lot of music left to play and a lot of songs to get to. So, without further ado, we're going to bring in the host of Candy's Kiss Corner, as well as Handful of Candy, with those two titles. You certainly know who I'm talking about. Our good friend, Miss Candy Burton, she's going to tell us her favorite song. And then we're going to play a little bit of it. It goes a little something like this. Candy, take it away in Canada.
Hey everyone, Candy Burton here, host of Candy's Kiss Corner and A Handful of Candy, only on Mutka Radio, where music and minds meet. Shout out to Cameron, shout out to Morgan. Thank you guys for letting me be a part of this. I love the community that we have as Kiss fans here. This is great. So my favorite Kiss album and favorite era would be the Psycho Circus era, and the album, of course. So I discovered them during this era. That's why I kind of gravitate towards it. It's your so-called first Kiss. Now, I did not get to see them on this tour. I got to see them for the first time on the Farewell Tour, which was great nonetheless, but it would have been great to see them on the Psycho Circus tour. Every song on the album is great. Even the Peter Criss throwaway is starting to grow on me, believe it or not. Now, a couple of things here I wanted to show you. See, this is why I love Kiss fans and all my friends. You guys are totally awesome. Shout out to Christopher Goff. Obviously, he knows my favorite album is Psycho Circus, and he got something for me that I've been looking for quite a while, and he surprised me with it earlier this year. Check that out. Psycho Circus on vinyl. Something I've always wanted, one of my most prized possessions. Thank you again, Chris, for that. And shout out to Matt, the ultimate Kiss fan porter. Now, 2 years ago, I took a bus ride out to Monco, and just to put some perspective on that, I live in Toronto, so it was a 13-hour bus ride to get down there. And Matt gave me this. He said it was the ticket to get into Monco. This is a golden Psycho Circus ticket / card. And again, it is also one of my most prized possessions. So thank you again to Matt. Thank you, Chris, for that. And of course, you know, guys, this is why I love being a Kiss fan. You know, our personal histories vary from person to person. Like, I like Psycho Circus. That's my favorite. Some people might have discovered them during Crazy Nights. It really is different, and that's why I love it so much. But guys, I'm out of here. Thank you so much, Cameron, again, for letting me be a part of this great show so far. Really enjoying it. And guys, as always, take care, be safe, and be kind to one another. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Always good to hear from you. I knew that you were going to mention that. I knew that from the beginning, as a matter of fact, but I had to tell a story on Candy. I got tickled as I told her what I wanted her to do and to record. She said, "I've got dibs on Psycho Circus." I said, "You've got it." With that said, welcome to the show, if you're just tuning in. A Live Unplugged, the music of Kiss. This was for you, Candy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here I am, here we are, We're exiled from the human race. You're in the psycho circles. You're in the psycho circles. And I say, welcome to the show. I've been waiting here to be your guide. So come, reveal the secrets that you keep. I've been waiting to be your guide. So come, reveal the secrets that you keep inside. Step up, no one leaves before the night is done. The amplifier starts to hum. The carnival is just begun. In the sun. I love that song, and I would actually had the same sentiments with Candy, because I certainly did the same thing. I came in around the 1998 era there with Psycho Circus, and I told that story before, but yeah, that song, that track from Dodger Stadium when they first did the simulcast there on Fox at Halloween night, man, that was the first time I got to see the band live, and it just blew me away. So that one always sticks out as well. I hope you enjoyed that one. thanks, Chris. Thank you so much. And yes, sir, Matt, Candy does have the golden ticket. I think that's super cool. I loved that when she showed me that. And that's what I love about these videos. You guys sharing all these great little things that you've collected, these mementos and things like that. It's just made my month trying to get all this together. Paul says, this is tremendous. Thank him for me, Jeff. David says, hello from lockdown here in Melbourne. Man, I hope things are going good with you guys. I know that, not to bring a damper down on the evening or anything, but I know COVID's kind of coming back there, and as it is a lot of places. So you all stay safe. Everyone watching, just be careful. Christopher, you listen to Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, not me. Yeah, I remember when Paul said that. Another classic Stanley is when I'm saying he was probably saying around the same thing with Jeff, up there this evening. So, no, this is great. I'm glad you guys are having fun, and so am I. Speaking of Christopher, it's your turn, sir, to step into the Psycho Circus and tell us about your favorite album. I'm really excited about what you've got to say. If you didn't get to hear, Chris was awesome. Him and Matt Porter on the latest Alive Unplugged, the Music of Kiss podcast. So go check that out. And he has a great podcast coming up. We Love It Loud. I'm super excited to see what he's got. The first episode drops August the 1st. So a great way to start the month of August. Morgan, hit it.
And I think most Hey, Kiss Army, this is Chris Goff. Anytime somebody asks me what my favorite Kiss album is, it's really hard to pin it down to just one. And I think most fans can identify with that. And I can pick an album like Destroyer, Rock and Roll Over, Love Gun, Dress to Kill, Revenge. But I figured if I was going to have to pin it down to just one, that it would make the most sense for me to pick the album that started it all for me. And that was 1987's Crazy Nights. You know, certainly not their best album by any means, but it was like a time capsule of that period. What was popular, what was current, you know, fast guitars, heavy keyboards, a ballad on every album. And it was a bookmark for me because I was in a big transition in my young life at that time. I was like 9 going on 10. And it was the first time that I had discovered any musical act outside of my parental influences. So this was a big deal, and it was a defining moment in my life. And favorite songs: Crazy Nights, Reason to Live, Turn On the Night, My Way. Big fan of My Way. This was a time when Kiss was all over MTV. I mean, you know, you'd see him on Headbangers Ball, you'd see him on just the regular play during the day, and it could be from, you know, any of the albums: Crazy Nights, Analyze, Asylum, Creatures of the Night. And so for me, this was just a really exciting period. And so I'm going to go with that for my favorite album.
All right, Chris. Thank you so much, my friend, for contributing and sending that in. That was great. Great to hear from you. I have a lot of love for this album, too, because it was one of the first that I was able to get as well. It was the first from the 80s that I received. So, got a lot of love for this album as well. You mentioned My Way, and this is going to be the first of two Alive Unplugged acoustic premieres here. So, let's give this a shot. Don't be too harsh on me if it don't sound as good as the song before. But I hope you enjoy it. I know you wanted to hear this one, so I'm going to give it a shot, man. I think Frankie might enjoy this one, too. They're coming from the love of that album. So this one is called My Way. Let's give it a shot. 1, 2, 3, 4. Your pride. I'm gonna talk like I talk, walk like I walk. I'm gonna go where I go, ain't taking no my way. I'm gonna talk like I talk, walk like I walk my way. I'm gonna go where I go, ain't taking no my way. I'm gonna talk like I talk. So, just grab the hold and held on tight there. Tried to get through that one for you. Mr. Christopher, I hope you enjoyed that, man. I love that song. I had to do a little bit of a rearranging and trying to change some vocal parts because I couldn't do the vocal acrobatics of Paul Stanley. I say it every single month, really, or every time I do one of these. I don't sound like Paul and I don't play like Ace or Bruce or whoever. I just don't. So I hope that you enjoyed that version of My Way. And I think you liked it. Good. Frankie said he loved it too. And I think Matt did as well. So thank you guys so much. Always glad to see that that goes well. Hopefully we'll get to the next one that we're going to do. That's the next, acoustic premiere, and hopefully it goes as well. I'm going to try, it's a tough one too, but hey, we'll give it a shot. If it fails, it fails. We're just here amongst friends, right? But I don't think it will. I think it'll be fun. All right, so I also had some written submissions by a lot of people. One of them being Mr. Bill Elam from A to Z Radio, who is just an awesome dude. And Bill is a super cool guy and a big Kiss fan. He didn't get a chance to do a video, but he went ahead and he did a little... he did a write-in. So I'm going to read a little bit of that to you. And I'm going to have it up here on the TV for you guys to look at as well. And it goes a little something like this. Bill says, I discovered rock and roll over in about mid-1978. I was in third grade, and my first best friend, Eric, had the record. I think it was his favorite, too. Rock and roll over is just what the name implies. It's hard rocking from beginning to end. Yeah, it has Hard Luck Woman, but that's far from being a somber ballad. My top favorites are Mr. Speed and Calling Dr. Love, and I've had the pleasure of seeing the band play both songs live. One of the funniest things I can remember about the album as a kid is with some creative recording, the whole album can fit on a 30-minute cassette, which is 15 minutes a song. Thanks for letting me share this story, Cam. Rock on, Alive Unpluggers. And thank you, Bill. That's a great story. And I remember, and I don't know if a lot of people will, but those cassette days, man, trying to make an album fit and maybe cut a little bit of an intro off or a little bit of an outro off to save some really just milliseconds to try to get a full album on two sides. It was hard to do, but I did that as well. So that being said, you mentioned Calling Dr. Love, which I played for Matt, and you also mentioned Mr. Speed. We're going to give that one a try right now. And we've done it before. It's been a while. So, without further ado, from the 1976 album Rock and Roll Over, a fan favorite without a doubt, this one is called Mr. Speed. 1, 2, 3, 4... Try pleasing, but baby you can't even Batmobile, that one is for you, Mr. Speed. I've always loved that track. Man, that is just so cool. What a good little opening riff, and hard to translate a little bit off onto acoustic, but I guess I made it work. I don't know. It works for the rendition that I've got going on, so hopefully it's okay. Yeah, shout out to Bill Elam. Bill is such a cool guy, and I appreciate him taking time out of his busy schedule to ride in. Man, a whole lot. Are you guys still having fun? You're still out there with me. We're an hour in and a couple more to go. So let me know if you're still out there and you're having fun. We'll keep this thing rolling. We got some more video submissions to get to. This last hour has absolutely flown by. And we'll go on to another written submission from our buddy Sam Doughton. The nickname I have for him is obviously Spot and Doughton, because, man, the guy can just spot that concert footage a mile away. Make sure I was in tune. And so I'm going to go ahead and read what Sam has written in, and we'll flip that slide. His favorite album is Dressed to Kill. And Sam says, from its opener, Room Service, to the closing track, Rock and Roll All Night, I love its raw energy. Not a bad song on this one. Of all the early Kiss albums, this is my underrated go-to album, hands down. So my buddy Sam, this one is for you. This is the second A Live Unplugged premiere that we got tonight, and I'm doing it just for you. I hope that I can do it justice. We're going to give it a shot. It's a great one. It's a quick little song, but and I've always loved this song, and I just kind of got the wild hair to give it a try over the last week or so. So hopefully you will enjoy it. And as always, props to Morgan on the great graphics and just flawless, seamless transitions. I absolutely love it. But without further ado, this song is called Lover All I Can. It goes a little something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Acoustic premiere. So there we go. We made it through. That one is such a cool little song. It's such a fast song, too. A lot of these have just been quick, you know, toe tappers tonight. And I love it. I love Love Her All I Can, though. It's such a happy little song and really just an underrated gem. And so when they played that on the Rock the Nation tour, man, I thought it was just fantastic. Okay, so is everybody still hanging out there? Such a great album. Yes, absolutely. It's excellent. Peter Criss does a lot. His drum feels are amazing, and that's one of the things that makes it kind of difficult to... kind of difficult to emulate because he's got such a cool rhythm pattern that goes with it. So, yeah, just shout out to him. We've still got people watching. We've still got videos. Going to go to another gentleman who is actually submitting his video for the very first time on a Live Unplugged, and his name is Alan Tate from the Ages of Rock podcast. A super cool guy. He wanted to tell us about his favorite album, which I certainly love as well. And we'll just go ahead and hear from him. So, Alan, take it away, my friend.
Hey y'all, this is Alan Tate from the 80s of Rock podcast, and I just want to take a minute to talk about my favorite Kiss album, Hotter Than Hell. That's one of those albums that a lot of people kind of give a lot of hard time to and say they don't like the album because of the production. But in my opinion, the production, even though it's kind of muddy, it kind of adds to the personality of the album. And it's got some great songs on it. Parasite, by far, is my favorite song from the album. Great songs, Got to Choose, Let Me Go Rock and Roll, Hotter Than Hell, Watching You, all of those showed up on Alive. A good one, Coming Home, was one of those undiscovered gems for me, even though that is a good album, or it's my favorite album, rather. It was an undiscovered gem for me, really, until the Kiss MTV Unplugged came out, and I was like, holy crap, what a great song. And I like this album so much, my cover band way back in 2004 did a cover of the song Strange Ways, which was sang by Peter Criss but written by Ace Frehley. I hope you like my little mini Hotter Than Hell review. Thank you.
And thank you, Alan. Great to have you on here. We love your podcast as well. I want to thank everyone from the podcast and the radio community that's just jumped on and been such a cool part of this Alive Unplugged. Thank you guys for welcoming what I do into what you guys are doing, wanting to hang out with us. It's so much fun. All right, so you wanted the best. I think that right there, I believe you mentioned this song, my friend, and I'm going to try to do this one for you. I love this track, and I know you do too if you love the album as much as I do. The opening track, this one is called Got to Choose. 1, 2, 3, 4. Change of pace. Oh yeah. All right, Alan, thank you so much for that review. And thank you for the suggestion there. So, Got to Choose, what a great track. Other than me fumbling a couple little parts right there, hopefully you enjoyed that. Hopefully you can look over the obvious live errors. No overdubs here, right? So we got one more album request to go to, and I hope you guys have enjoyed this. You know, when we started the great thing that we had going on back in March, we did the Stories from the End of the Road, and you guys got to talk about things that you like, that you've seen, or that you wanted to see on the show, and it went so well. We wanted to do that with you guys. Pasquale says that you guys are just having a great time, so. Man, I'm very tickled to hear that. I hope you guys are enjoying it. We're having a blast. I'm enjoying playing for you guys. Super cool to know that I'm kind of in the background there as the soundtrack for your Kiss night. Very honored. And Christopher, thank you for your kind words. One more video, and it's from a super talented guy from the Kiss Room House Band, the one and only Fran Galanti. And man, this guy right here, he knows how to play. And I just think he's awesome. He's at a wedding tonight. He's not going to be able to watch live with us, but he wore a Kiss tie, which I think is super cool. So he is dressed to kill, 100%, pun intended. And Joey, if Joey, you're still watching, this song is one that you wanted to hear. We'll let Fran tell us a little bit about it.
Hey, it's Fran Galanti, and my favorite Kiss album is Kiss Destroyer. Even though I'm an old fart, I was a little too young when the first three albums in Alive came out. So when Destroyer came out, I probably was, you know, captivated by the album cover. It's one of the coolest album covers ever. And the music on it was great. And, you know, being a Kiss fan all these years and hearing all the different eras, it was really them growing as a band, but still sounding like Kiss. I mean, there's a lot of bands that never changed direction, like AC/DC, but they're still great. And other bands that just go left field and go totally different, and then each song just sounds completely different from the next. But Kiss managed to make an album that changed but still sounded like Kiss. But anyway, it was a great time to be a Kiss fan because you got into Kiss with Destroyer. And then I was able to go back. I remember getting the originals. That was cool, the three albums in one. And Kiss Alive, of course. And then boom, Rock and Roll Over. Then Love Gun, the solo albums, Alive 2. So it was just like, good thing I had a paper route to pay for all these albums because, like I said, those couple of years, it was a great time to be a Kiss fan. So that's my favorite Kiss album.
Thank you very much, Fran, as always, and we appreciate everything you do and all your awesome talents. As I said, Joey wanted to hear this song, so we're going to do this one off the album, Destroyer. Destroyer wins for the night. That's it. The consensus there, a lot of people's favorite album, and it is fantastic. We're going to do a little God of Thunder. It goes a little something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Command you to kneel before your off of Destroyer, and that is going to conclude our You Wanted the Best episode of Alive Unplugged, the Music of Kiss. I hope you guys enjoyed that, and hang around, because in the next few months, we're going to be asking for your participation once again. We like to do this every 3 or 4 months or so, so you guys are going to be part of the show once again. And so we're going to get ready and conclude the night. Obviously, we've run about the same amount of time, maybe a little bit later, and we're going to have to call it a night as to not wave the neighbors there in the apartment complex. So thank you guys so much for everything that you have done, all of your participation. I want to go ahead and tell you guys that are listening, next month, I hope you guys can get excited for this, because next month we are doing our second annual 80s night. We did one last August. We're going to do one again this August. We're going back to the 80s, a show of only 80s Kiss material. And we absolutely love that. We set aside one show each month to just do all 80s. Give appreciation to Bruce Kulick, Vinnie Vincent, Eric Carr, you know, Mark St. John, of course, Paul and Gene, you know, all the great stuff that come through there. And we're going to expand a little bit. Last year, we kept it around 83 on to about 89. We're going all the way from 80 to 89 this year. So we're going to open up the horizon so we get a little of Mask, a little bit of the Elder, a little bit of all of that. So it's going to be 80s night, and I hope you guys will look forward to it. We'll be announcing the date very soon. If you want a copy of tonight's show to listen to, this episode, the audio version, even in better audio quality than what you're listening to now, will be on Podomatic in the days to come. We've also got another exciting episode to release as well. Thank you guys so much. I see you guys saying thank you. No, I have to say thank you, because you guys make this so much fun. It's something that Morgan and I look forward to every single month. We've had a blast. And you know how much she likes doing this, and she loves me and likes doing this for you guys? She gave up watching the Olympics tonight to do that. And she loves the Olympics, so she gave up a couple hours of her night to do that. So thank you guys so much. God bless you all. We're going to end this as always. We've blown up the balloons. We've made ourselves high on helium because we lost our breath there. Matt knows what I'm talking about. He'll die laughing. We talked about this on the podcast the other night. Chris will know too. And then we're going to grab some tacos and maybe even some chicken McNuggets and come back and listen to Midnight Madness on Monco beginning at 12 o'clock. Until next time, God bless you guys. Take care of yourselves. Let me see those love buttons. Let's get that confetti going on. This is my favorite part of the night. We're going to rock and roll all night and party every day. Let's have us one more good time. What do you say? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Here we go.
I
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/aliveunplugged. I'm Cameron Duty, reminding you that it ain't a crime to be good to yourself. We'll see you next time.